You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, the best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the best selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop with new arrivals each week. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. We are very pleased on this show to welcome into the studio right now a local guy. His name is Stipe Miocic. He is a UFC fighter, and he's getting a grand tour of the facility here. You grew up a Browns fan. You're from Independence, right? You fight out of Euclid, but you were born in Independence. Do I have that right on the bio? I'm just reading the bio.
No, actually, I was born in Euclid, and I trained in Independence.
And trained in, so they got it reversed here. So already he's got a reason to punch me. Okay, right off the bat.
That's why I let you lead off.
I got
the fighter mad. Lead off.
No, but welcome. It's great to have you here. And just talk about the background. You grew up a Browns fan, and memories from that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all Cleveland teams, you know, just support them no matter, you know, how the season goes, you know, born and bred.
Yeah. And what'd you think of the facility?
Oh, it's amazing, man. I don't want to leave.
It's good stuff. I mean, this is what NFL level, and it's always been good, but, I mean, they made it even better with a lot of the refurbishing, the remodeling that was done. They spent a lot of $5 million bucks just to get the second floor done.
Wow, I mean, if you got a bed here, I'll just stay.
You'll just stay here and hang out and train? Right, like it. And you played a little bit of football yourself back in the day?
Yeah. And, you know, in high school at East Lake North, you know, it was a good time. Had fun, you know. But.
So you're coming off of a big win over Roy Big Country Nelson at UFC 161, and it's the 20th anniversary of the Ultimate UFC coming up this November, you mentioned. Talk a little bit about your time as a fighter, what it's like to get in the octagon.
I love fighting. You know, I love competition. You know, that's why I did it. And, you know, I wrestled my whole life, and that kind of, you know, brought me towards it. And just, you know,
Golden gloves as well.
Yeah, golden gloves also. You know, I just like training. Like, you know, it keeps me out of trouble. I don't get in any trouble, but, you know, it keeps me out of trouble. But, yeah, it just, you know, brought me here, and then, you know, doing well. So hopefully it stays that way.
When you played football position, what were you, a linebacker?
Yeah, fullback.
And what a great guess on that. So, you were going to be in those more physical spots. Did you ever see football, though, as a future for you? 6'4", you're pretty big, 235 pounds, 240. It looks like you had the dimensions to maybe take this to another level.
Yeah, you know, I love baseball, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, it didn't go, it didn't pan out, and, you know, here I am today, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
And wrestling was the thing that got you into this, generally into this world of what you're into now, the mindset of it. Well, describe that, though. I mean, what is it that kind of drives and motivates, besides the fact that you're a pro and you want to win and make money doing it, but, I mean, just give us a sense of what it's like to be part of that world.
You know, it's pretty overwhelming sometimes. You know, I'm getting better with it. You know, I'm kind of like just, I like to stay back, you know, not say much, or just, you know, train and fight, and that's cool with me, you know, and the fans are amazing, you know. It gets bigger and bigger every day, and, you know, it's kind of cool when you walk down the street or, you know, doing something and someone recognizes you. It's kind of cool, you know, and I'm getting better at it, you know, kind of embarrassed a little bit in the beginning just because, you know, and no one knew who I was 2 years ago.
Sure.
And now, you know, it's kind of cool.
And you've had 7 knockouts in your career. What's it like to just knock somebody out?
It's a good evening. It's done quick. It's a great feeling.
So while you were following the Browns now, did you have any jersey? Were you wearing? I mean, were you that kind of fan? Were you into, like, again, was it Bernie or whoever you followed? Was there a favorite player?
Yeah, I mean, I liked all of them, you know. Bernie, of course, you know, who doesn't?
Sure.
And, yeah, I mean, I think I had a Bernie Kosar jersey for a while, and then had a couple of jerseys, nothing, you know. Usually the guys left or something. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny.
No,
but I actually made my own jersey with my name on it. So,
now you're good.
You're not going nowhere.
You're right. You can't be traded. You can't be traded. What's your favorite memory of the Browns as a Browns fan?
My favorite memory? It was probably the last season at Municipal Stadium. It was a preseason game against the Giants, and Eric Metcalf took one to the house on a punt return or kickoff. I can't remember. I was like, I don't know how old I was. I was, you know, 12 or 14 or something. It was awesome, you know. And I actually saw him the first game of the year, and I was like, oh my God, Eric Metcalf, do not believe. And he just looked at me like I was just dumb. But he smiled, you know. It was funny.
Now, as you follow this current team, and you see what's going on, a lot of changes, obviously, and quarterback thing has been obviously a revolving door as well. Hopefully now it's Jason Campbell's job to take the rest of the season. But your sense of where you sort of see this Browns team headed in the second half of the season as a fan?
honestly, I like their defense a lot. You know, they're tough. You know, I mean, they keep this, you know, they always keep them in the game.
Yeah.
The offense, it's getting better and better every game. I think you just need that one game kind of just to get over that hump. And once that happens, you know, I don't look back.
So give us a sense of the next time you're going to be in the ring and what's your fight card look like, schedule?
Well, I fought in June. I was hopefully getting a fight in December. It just didn't pan out that way. Okay. Most likely maybe end of January, February, hopefully.
Okay, cool.
That's a plan.
And you fought all your fights so far in Ohio?
Oh, no.
My first
couple fights before I became in UFC were in Ohio. And then,
okay.
I fought in my first UFC fight was in Houston, second Omaha.
So you've been
Vegas.
You've been kind of on a circuit, if you will.
Nottingham, England.
Wow.
Winnipeg, Canada.
Who's the one guy you want to get in the octagon with in the UFC and go toe-to-toe with?
The only guy I lost to is Stefan Struve. Great guy, though.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we wish you nothing but the greatest success ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on. It was great.
He is Stipe Miocic, and he is a UFC fighter right here from Ohio, from Euclid. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. Gerard Cherry will join us in a little bit on a Football Wednesday. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.